Hour 3, October 7th, 2012, the roundtable where we let our hair down. Great discussion today as the crew pulled up chairs. This is always a fun hour. Want to learn how to shoot better? More accurate? Our wildly popular free report will help you improve your shooting accuracy overnight. Visit freeshootingreport.com to download your copy today. Like Ted Nugent said in the previous hour, aim small, miss small. This free report will show you how. FreeShootingReport.com. Enjoy the roundtable. See you on the radio.
Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Oh, man. Sean, I don't know if I can outdo that last hour.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Woo! That guy's on fire. You know what I like? That Ted Nugent is, I think he was born, you know, you hear the term athletes use, you know, when they're having a great game, they're in the zone, right? He's in the zone. I think he was born in the zone.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Jim Irvine, Buckeye Firearms Association, welcome to the roundtable. How are you today, my brethren?
I'm out of breath. I get tired listening to Ted Nugent.
Isn't he amazing? I think he was born in the zone, he stays in the zone, and he lives in the zone. Hey, I have a special guest that's in the studio with me today. We're going to call him our man on the street. He is the quintessential gun owner. He is my friend. He is your friend. He's joined us in the roundtable before. He is world-traveled hunter extraordinaire, self-defense expert and marksman, John Schwager. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks. It's really fun to be here.
What did you think of the Nuge?
Oh, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, there are some things in life, as I said before, that when I introed him, that you just can't duplicate. I can't duplicate Grandma's apple pie, and my friend Rick Rock's crab cakes come to mind. Ted Nugent fits that bill. You just have to listen to him when he's on air, and you can't repeat what he, you just got to let him go.
Yep, he's got the energy of a teenager, doesn't he?
He does. He's just living the dream, man. You got to love it. You know, there are those who love him. There are those who say, "Oh, he doesn't represent me," but every one of them are listening, and hopefully they're paying very careful attention. Hey, Jim, Ohio, what's going on up there at Buckeye Firearms? You know, we continued our conversation this week. I want to discuss a little bit some of the things that we didn't have a chance in hour one with Sandy Frohman, and that is the anti-gun timeline of our current socialist-in-chief. Does that sound like a plan to you?
Yeah, and it's funny. Ohio polls came out a week ago showing a little low up by 10, and that they just don't make sense to me. Like everyone else, you get in and you start looking at the numbers, and it just doesn't add up. Ohio went for Obama by a little over 4 percentage points 4 years ago. So they're asking us to believe that he's more than doubled his lead in the last 4 years. How? What voter, who is it that voted for John McCain that said, you know what, I was wrong. Obama's done so much better than I thought he was going to be. And Romney's nowhere near as good as McCain. We're switching. Really? Who? There's enough to double his lead on that? It just doesn't make any sense for me. Another thing Sandy talked about is the Senate. There's a bunch of U.S. Senate races that are critical. One of them in Ohio is Josh Mandel. We've got current Sherrod Brown is our current senator, and Josh Mandel is the challenger. Josh is an ardent supporter of firearms in every way, shape, and form. I've known Josh since he was like a city council guy. He is an awesome politician. He's just a great guy. And he's one of those people in the state house, whether you're Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative, everybody likes and respects Josh Mandel. He's just that good. And there are critical Senate races all across the country on some really important ones. And it's vital that we retake it and put pro-gun people in charge of the U.S. Senate, not just one at the top, but in all of these committees where you need pro-gun people to be able to move national reciprocity for concealed carry and things like that.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. 822 needs to move through the Thune Amendment. Of course, there have been some variations of that, but that's vital that we get that through. But, of course, the Judicial Committee, this is where we need This is where we need the Senate, as you heard Sandy say in hour one before that explosive hour with Ted Nugent. I want to point this out. Let's go to some gun ban issues. Let's answer the left, if you will, when they say, "Oh, Obama's done nothing but support gun rights." You've got to be kidding me. Let me quote Obama to the Brady campaign in the Oval Office. "We are working on it," he told Sarah Brady, that lunatic. "We are working on it," referring to gun control. "We are working on it. We have to go through a few processes, but under the radar." Under the radar. That means deceiving you. You being the radar. That means I have to fly below you so you can't see me. That's subversive. That's what I would expect my government to do to its enemies. John, care to comment on that?
The whole thing just kind of puts you sideways, and you got to wonder, you know, how does this kind of sort of stuff happen?
I don't know how it happens. I still scratch my head. I mean, I see Jim Irvine, what happened. You know, let's bring Sean in here. Sean, you're the political junkie here on the panel of the roundtable.
Yes.
As a black conservative Tea Party gun owner,
yes,
your voice is very rare in the mainstream media, if it's heard at all.
It's not heard at all.
Oh, well, there you go. You know that. What does it mean to you when we hear, and this is just one of the timelines I want to get through, we are working on it. We have to go through a few processes, but under the radar. Under the radar to me means I'm going to deceive the public.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to do it without their knowledge.
Yeah.
This is covert stuff. This is subversive as far as I'm concerned. It's treasonous. Am I wrong, Sean?
Yeah, in the hood we call that riding dirty.
Well, Jim, that's what I love about the roundtable, Jim.
Well,
you hear that?
Because he's trying, like you said, he's trying to deceive something. He doesn't want to give up his hand, so he's riding dirty. He's got something up his sleeve, and he want to make sure that you're not smart enough to realize what he's doing.
Jim, isn't that what he told the Russians? Wait till after the election when I have more leverage, I can do more things. Isn't that what he said, Jim?
Yeah, give me a little more time, give me some leeway. After I get elected, you'll really be able to see me do some good things. You know what? And it's not that that's a terrible thing to say, but that's not something you should say to somebody, your sparring partner. That's somebody you say to your trusted ally.
Mm-hmm. What a great point.
It should be telling for us that our president thinks not as like the American people and us as allies. He thinks of a socialist government who we fought a Cold War for 50 years. That's his ally. That's
mm-hmm.
what he wants to make us like. So, yeah, I think the under the radar, above the law kind of is the moniker of this administration.
We are working on it. We have to go through a few processes, but under the radar, Obama made that statement to the Brady campaign representatives in the Oval Office on March 30th, 2011. Yeah, that's pro-gun. That's pro-gun. Let's see where we else are. Obama to Congress, I'll decide what's constitutional. Really? Okay, let's go. October 17, 2006. "I believe in keeping guns out of our inner cities," Barack Obama told the Call to Renewal conference. "I believe in keeping guns out of our inner cities." You see, John, he doesn't mention this. You don't hear him saying this during a debate when he's being shellacked by a razor-sharp Mitt Romney, who literally just cut him to pieces. Sean, you're laughing. Go ahead.
You know, first of all, what is an inner city? I mean, come on, really? Do we got to cut up the country? Look, if he wants to...
That's a code word, Sean.
Yeah, I know. That's the code word for the hood. First of all, if you're going to clean up the hood, you need to have better, stricter laws, keep these guys in jail, and throw away the key, and let gun owners that are law-abiding gun owners have guns to protect themselves. That's how you clean it up. I don't know what this dude's talking about.
Jim, August 6th, 2012, just this year, Obama reaffirmed his support for renewing semi-automatic rifle and magazine ban. "Just returning to guns for a moment, you've said in response," this is from a press conference now that I've got a copy of. I wish I could read the whole thing. It's too lengthy to do so. But I want you to take a listen to this. Does he still support that legislation, he asked, the reporter asked of Press Secretary Mr. Carney. And Mr. Carney said, "He does. And I've said that before from the podium in the last week, that he does support renewing the assault weapons ban." Jim Irvine, I don't need to read the rest of it. Doesn't that pretty much wrap up those thoughts when you hear that from the White House, from the podium there?
It does. But for those who are questioning this and thinking we're making too much out of it, there's a website, gunbanobama.com. Go look at it. It outlines what's been done for his time in office so far. It is he is when you say he's the most anti-gun politician, that doesn't even explain how bad it is. This is a guy who in Illinois voted multiple times that someone who used a gun in his own home to defend his children from a violent predator should be punished as the criminal. Multiple times. Even in Illinois, the bill was Illinois, the most anti-gun state we have, only doesn't allow concealed carry in any way, shape, or form. Even that, there was enough power to override a governor's veto on that law because everyone was outraged at the situation. Obama, one of the few votes that said, no, the homeowner protecting his children, that's the criminal, that's the guy we have to prosecute. That's how
absolutely
bad the guy is on guns.
Well said. When we come back, I'm going to continue to go through some of the Gun Ban Obama points at gunbanobama.com for you, including a September 9th, 1996 Obama revelation. More on the Armed American Radio Network when we come back. Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and, of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies, staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators. Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, KelTecWeapons.com.
Ammo.net is the official ammunition retailer of Armed American Radio. Why? Because Ammo.net donates 1% of every purchase to your chosen pro-freedom organizations at no cost to you. The next time you want to support great organizations like the NRA or Soldiers Angels, be sure to buy your ammunition from Ammo.net. You'll get great pricing on all your favorite calibers along with super fast shipping. Plus, you'll be treated to five-star customer service by one of our friendly American customer support staff. Armed American Radio's official ammunition dealer is Ammo.net. That's Ammo.net.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed. PennyGunAuction.com. Head over to PennyGunAuction.com. Register for free. Use the promo code AARPOD and pick up 20 free bids. The auction of the car 380 will go off on PennyGunAuction.com on the 21st. We will cover the auction here on the Armed American Radio Network Live. And I can virtually guarantee you that an Armed American Radio listener will win. It happened the last time. Thousands of you from across the country will be bidding. Pick up 20 free bids at PennyGunAuction.com. Go head over there today and check out our great sponsors. The list is huge. Crossbreed, you're going to be hearing a lot more about Crossbreed holsters. Oh, we're getting ready to do some fun stuff with them. I just can't let the cat out of the bag yet. Jim Irvine, chairman of the Buckeye Firearms Association in Cleveland, Ohio. Welcome back, my friend.
It's it's been a fun show. I can't believe how fast the time is going by. But, tons of good stuff. I love this time of year. I love the politics. People who go, I hate politics. I love politics because it's changing the rules of the game. Mm-hmm. I like to win. I hate letting my enemy change the rules so I lose. I like changing the rules so that I win and they lose.
I love that. Boy, that's just not politically correct. I can't believe you said that you called a political opponent an enemy. Should we also put a target over their state?
No, but we should put a target on them as an office holder and eliminate them in office so that they're not obstructing our progress to restore our rights.
I love that. Sean, I you've got something to say about that.
Oh, you know, I am a political junkie. To me, the debates and the election is like the Super Bowl to most people. Or like when we have, we have justice doing the Supreme Court. I absolutely love politics.
Well, Supreme Court's back in session.
Yes, it is.
Listen, I want to talk about some danger here. John Schwager, welcome back.
Thank you.
We had a great off-air conversation. I wish, Sean, I say this to you all the time, mm-hmm. particularly here in the roundtable, that I wish listeners could hear some of the banter back and forth in the off-air conversations that we have. John, you described yourself as what?
I'm a hunter and I'm a shooting enthusiast.
A gun enthusiast.
Yeah, that's what I am.
And I was sitting here going over some of the. After the break, Sean, I went to my in studio guest John here, and I said, "You don't have any assault weapons in your arsenal at home, do you?"
Yeah.
I want you to take a listen to this. How many guns do you have in your home arsenal? It's impressive.
Well, I probably shouldn't say, but I have a bunch because I've been collecting them for 30 or 35 years.
Well, oh, you wow. have 30 or 35 years worth of guns in your collection.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can use your imagination and think what that would be like.
Wow.
It's more than I have. Yeah, Sean, you just said it. It's wow. No, I've seen it.
Wow.
And it's awesome. And you have some black guns, what the media and the gun haters and the freedom haters oft refer to as what? Assault weapons. Well, assault is an action.
Yeah.
It's not an adjective.
No, the type of guns that I have, I've got a variety of them because they interest me. And most everything that I have is, designated for some either a shooting sport or for hunting. And after I've traveled a bunch and, you know, hunted on multiple continents and done a lot of different things, you have a tendency to collect up a lot of stuff.
Right.
But when you go down to the range and you're shooting and stuff like that, there's nothing really differentiates to me the difference between one of what I call my black guns compared to a bolt action hunting rifle.
What's the most powerful rifle you have in your collection?
Well, it depends. I have a Smith & Wesson 500 as a handgun.
Oh, I guess you've just made my point for me. It's not one of those evil black guns, is it?
It's not, no.
Thank you. I see, because what they do is they paint this picture, Jim Irvine, as you well know, of the evil black gun, the AR-15, which they love to demonize. And, of course, you know, everything to them is an AK-47.
Right.
A Smith & Wesson 642 is an AK-47 to these guys because they don't have a clue what they're talking about. Jim, you know as well as I do that when they refer to the evil black gun, they are not referring to ballistics because they don't know anything about ballistics. They say that nobody hunts with that high powered weapon. The 308 is far more powerful than the 7.62 or the 223.
Well, I'd call timeout on that, Mark, because the I've got a hog problem on the property at my house.
Oh, yeah, I want to go there with you very quickly. Have you ever killed a hog?
I've killed 55 this year.
Ooh.
Sean, did you hear that?
You said this year.
This year. Yeah.
Ooh, that's a lot of bacon
there. they multiply really fast. They're very destructive. They're really hard on the environment. And once they get in, you've got to do everything in your power to get them out, or you start to lose habitat, you start to lose the environmental diversity of your property.
And you've got over 500 acres right behind you, bordering up right behind you, do you not?
I do.
Okay, so you have that problem back there. That's something you desperately want to eliminate.
I sure do.
Okay.
Yeah, but incidentally, what I hunt them with almost exclusively is an AR platform gun.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Outstanding, and you should. So what that does is that debunks the, right. Well, those aren't hunting weapons. You can't. Yes, you can. Yeah. Why can't you? Why couldn't you hunt with an AR-15 platform or an AK platform? Couldn't you?
Well, you could. In my case, for this hog deprivation thing that I'm doing, the AR platform actually works better.
Hog deprivation.
That's what we call it. But an AR platform is going to have rails so that you can put things like night vision on it if you need to, or lights or accessories or things like that. And it's convenient. They're lightweight. They're very reliable.
Right.
And it's an AR-10 platform. It's a .308 caliber.
It's an AR platform.
But it's an AR platform.
Jim, those rifles actually have use.
Yeah, so John's saying he uses an AR platform because it works and it's the best thing for the job.
Well, I'll refer to it as what Ted Nugent refers to it as, utilitarian tools.
Yeah.
Firearms are utilitarian tools. And they're beautiful works of art, nonetheless. And I've seen your collection is mad. I can walk down, look at your fire. We can just touch them and hold them and say, wow, look at that. You don't have to pick the gun up and fire it to admire what the firearm is, the engineering, the marvel of engineering behind it. So they're fun to collect. Jim Irvine, 55 hogs this year. Hog deprivation program. I love it. Jim, let's go back to Barack Hussein Obama, little O, as I refer to him as. September 9th, 1996, Jim, I'm sure you're aware of this, supports a ban on the pay very careful attention to what I'm saying here. Supports a ban on the manufacture, sale, and possession of handguns. Jim, I'm referring to the state senator, little O, answering a questionnaire when he stated that he supported a complete ban on semi-automatic firearms, inaccurately, of course, referred to as assault weapons. And this is coming from gunbanobama.com. That was later debunked by certain media outlets when he claimed that a staffer filled it out, when it was, lo and behold, Obama himself. But he denied it, Jim, and that should frighten everybody. We only have a few seconds, so give us your take on that.
Here's the difference between Obama and Ted Nugent. Love him or hate him, Ted's going to tell you exactly what he thinks and where he's coming from. You got to respect that. Obama's somebody who's got to couch all his things and hide behind all stuff and try and give illusion so that you never know what he really thinks.
Under the radar. That's where the term under the radar, and he used it himself. Ladies and gentlemen, more with the Roundtable here on the Armed American Radio Network. What a great name for a radio show. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
These days, are you tempted to visit the same old mattress store in search of the same old bed not designed for your body just because it's on sale? Well, now you can discover a mattress that adjusts to every curve and contour of your body. It's my bed. It's the Sleep Number bed. You'll only find it at a Sleep Number store where right now it's their biggest sale of the year. Sleep Number bed has improved my sleep. I sleep much better with that firm setting. My number is about 95 or 100. Mrs. Bennett's number is, well, you know I won't tell you. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firm. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Right now, hurry in for the final days of their biggest sale of the year. Every Sleep Number bed is on sale. Queen mattresses now start at just $599. And save an incredible 40% on the innovative Silver Edition bed set, but only while supplies last. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again is 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100. Mrs. Bennett's Sleep Number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed, to the roundtable here on the Armed American Radio Network. Sean, we are now firing 44 caliber silver bullets of freedom across America's airwaves, and you, my sidekick, Shanto. That will never die, Sean.
No.
You are Shanto forever, and you can thank Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman for that.
I definitely do. I wear it with a badge of honor.
You know, someone else who came back with a quick response one time when we welcomed back to the show was Jim Irvine,
a couple of years ago. And see if you recall this. He says, Mark, it's great to be here. It's a pleasure and a privilege, as always, to be here. You are a trifecta. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Jim Irvine, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be here. It's funny. Listening to John talk about his guns, one of the things I always compare people go, well, how many guns do you need, all this other stuff, especially women's, like, why do you need some bag? How many shoes do you have in your closet? And they stop and look, and I'm like, do you really need them all? Or do you, some of them you just kind of like. They're just cool. And they're like, yeah. I'm like, that's it. It's just exactly what it is. You need different shoes for different to do different activities. You need different guns to do different activities.
You need a different wrench for a different job, don't you?
The right tool for the job. And, the gun that you use for self-defense is different than what you're going to go duck hunting with. Is different than John's going to go hog hunting with. You have the right tool. You use it.
It's like Nugent said in the previous hour. It's like we just said here moments ago. Guns are tools. They're utilitarian tools. And by the way, I do want to push the Ted Nugent special, Discovery Channel, Wednesday, October 10th. Make sure you're watching Ted Nugent's Gun Country.
Ooh.
Yeah. Make sure you're watching. Of course, that's what we were, pushing with him on the air, and it's fun. But I want to push that one more time. And you said, how many guns do you really need, John Schwager? Welcome back. Yeah. How many guns do you really need? PennyGunAuction.com, our great sponsor over there at PennyGunAuction.com. Make sure you check it out. How many guns do you really need? They say on the website, just one more. Right? You just need one more.
Yeah.
And it happens, Sean, Mr. Political Junkie, to be one of the fastest growing segments in this Obama economy.
Yes.
Is the gun industry. Jim, you're well aware of that, I know.
He is salesman of the year in so many gun stores across this country. Oh. It's amazing. There's one section of the economy where he can say, yes, I have done stuff to help this grow faster than it's ever grown before.
His picture is hanging in many gun shops across the country. Do you have a picture of him in your gun closet?
Sean, are you a golfer?
I've golfed a little bit. Yes, sir.
Do you like feel this urge every time the new driver comes out to go pick one up?
Yeah, depending on which one it is, actually.
Man, you just keep adding drivers to your collection, don't you?
Absolutely.
You better be.
How many drivers do you really need?
Yeah, how many drivers do you really need, Sean?
Just enough. Well,
you got to be careful with that driver, though, because if you pick it up and swing it, you might bust out somebody's windshield.
That's true, but they were standing too close.
But you act responsible with it, and that'll hit a golf ball straight all day long, won't it?
Oh, exactly.
But, in the wrong hands, I have to say, I mean, we should register these drivers. In the wrong hands, a golfer can throw that club. He can hit another golfer. He could turn it into a weapon. He could smash a windshield. He could rob a store with it. I don't know, John.
Like I said, if they want to clean up all this stuff in the inner cities, as they call it, all they need to do is put stronger laws, keep people in jail, don't let them out because they did good time, because they did someone's shoes the day before, and just make the laws, gun laws, for people that commit crimes and take these gangsters and get them in jail and keep them there. We would solve a lot of these problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no question about that. Hey, back to Barack Hussein Obama, little O, as we refer to him here between now and the election, especially if you saw the debate. He couldn't have gotten littler. If I could make that little O littler, he was just a man boy wearing a suit dominated by an adult, and it was a real pleasure to watch. January 1st, 1998, Jim Irvine, you're well aware of this, ladies and gentlemen. Did you know that Barack Hussein Obama sat on the board of directors for the Anti-Gun Joyce Foundation, who spit out nearly two and a half, or more than almost 3 million, I believe, to groups that advocate anti-Second Amendment positions. This is a well-known anti-gun organization, Jim.
Yeah, and that, especially at the time, was the biggest anti-gun group in the country, maybe the most influential in the nation. Not that he's a member, not that he did some stuff. He's on their board of directors. He lives and breathes gun control. It is who he is. It's who he's been. It's who he'll always be. Don't let him fool you.
In 1998, July of 1998, he endorsed a ban on the sale or transfer of all. In South Carolina, I had dinner, lunch, and breakfast a number of times at a little place called All Y'all's. That's right. In July of 2nd, 1998, y'all. He endorsed a ban on the sale or transfer of all, of all y'all's semi-automatic guns. John, that would render your collection what?
Well, it would put a dent in it, but you know, most of the semi-automatic weapons I have, it's much smaller than the other weapons, and the whole thing kind of baffles me.
It is baffling, no question about it. Banning the sale or transfer of all forms, Jim Irvine, of semi-automatic firearms. Now, let's dovetail that with 2012 with the UN Gun Ban Treaty, the Small Arms Treaty, that was whipped up at the United Nations. And fortunately, because of you, you stood up, you listeners, and Jim in particular, you have done great work here, but Americans as a whole stood up and said, no, uh-uh. Obama endorsed, not only did he endorse that treaty, he and Hillary Clinton were willing to sign it. Now, Jim, I have to go back and you talk about baffling. I want to know why a candidate for president, an incumbent president, a sitting president, literally 3 to 4 months prior to an election, would announce his desire to sign the largest global gun ban treaty ever, when he apparently knows that running on a gun control agenda is a political death sentence. Jim, care to comment?
You know, I'm not sure why he does a lot of things, but one of the things that's interesting, you want to know what they're up to, look at what they're accusing you of. Guns sales are growing fast. Women are the fastest growing segment. Women especially getting concealed carry. What are they carrying? Small, semi-automatic handguns. You talk about a war on women, that ban on all sale of semi-automatics, it's trying to stop all of these women who are trying to get a firearm to protect themselves from the crime, keep themselves safe from criminals, rapists, murders. That's a war on women right there. That's exactly what that is.
Check this one out. Well said. December 13th, 1999. Barack Hussein Obama, Little O, proposed banning gun stores within 5 miles of all schools and parks. You can't go anywhere in America and not be within 5 miles of a school or park. Gee, I wonder if Little O knew that when he proposed banning gun stores within 5 miles of schools and parks. Of course he did. Oh, and Shonto,
Yes. Maybe
inner city code comes in again here, doesn't it?
Of course.
Gun control's roots are based in racism. Jim, you know that probably more than anyone. Care to elaborate before the break?
It's amazing that people don't know that. I know we all know that, but that's it. The whole discretionary thing, people go, don't you think they should be able to discretionate? Substitute the word discriminate, because what it's about is we don't want that black guy to own a gun.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrong. We don't want that girl shouldn't have guns, or your son broke up with my daughter, whatever it is. It's wrong. Would you allow someone to deny a driver's license, a privilege on that? No way. Then why do we tolerate denying the right to defend your life?
Absolutely. On that note, we'll leave this segment with this. The possession of arms is the distinction between a free man and a slave. This is Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be back. More in the roundtable right after this.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the CarArms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
The Ruger SR22 is the do-it-all 22 pistol for the shooter who appreciates style and demands reliability. Easy to field, strip, and reassemble, the Ruger SR22 shoots a broad variety of 22 LR ammunition. It features an ambidextrous manual thumb safety decocking lever and magazine release, two options for grip, and a fixed white dot front sight and adjustable rear sight with reversible blade. The Ruger SR22, another American-made product from Ruger.
Allegiance Ammunition presents the One Strike Round. The One Strike is designed to give fast, massive fragmentation in soft tissue. One Strike ammunition is ideal for sensitive areas where overpenetration through a structure could spell disaster. Allegiance Ammunition has developed the One Strike to be the ultimate round to use inside your home to stop a threat. To see the One Strike Round in action, visit AllegianceAmmunition.com now. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters. Often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
I can't get over that. I really like that rejoinder, Sean.
Well, thank you, sir.
You didn't do it.
Well, I did the music.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great
job. Of course, you can always tell when I do the music because I pick old school. You know, some of the 80s and 70s, that's Triumph.
That's good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, that is. That is good. It's timeless music, no question about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Gasoline is climbing up to $6 a gallon out on the West Coast under a little low. I bet everybody on the West Coast is thrilled with that.
Well, you know, they say that's just progress.
Yeah, well, it is progress if you're a progressive, liberal,
Absolutely.
Marxist, communist kook. That believes we should all be driving around in cars that sound like this.
Oh, they have a sound?
Yeah, well, at least now they do.
Some of these things I've heard, it's like a golf cart. I'm like, why would you drive something like this?
I don't know.
You know, what's funny is there's been problems with people getting hit by them because they don't make a sound.
So exactly.
It's dangerous.
Wait, hold on. Here, one's going by the studio here. That's what traffic's going to sound like if these green weenie progressives have their way. Unfortunately for them, they won't. This is America. We love our automobiles. We love our trucks. We love our SUVs. I mean, just deal with it. Just deal with it. We love our Hummers. It's a great thing.
Have you ever thought that the progressives want to get rid of everything that makes this country great? If it's not cars, it's guns, it's protecting yourself, it's the Second Amendment, it's the Constitution, everything that makes America America, they want to get rid of and bring in all this mess.
I don't know. I've never really considered that, Sean.
Yep. All the good stuff.
Hey.
I want to know why it is that if my car makes too much noise, I get ticketed because it's too loud. But if my gun doesn't make enough noise, that's a crime, too.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Well, you know, that's a great analogy. Thank you for bringing that up. Of course, let's point out what you're referring to. You're referring to suppressors.
Yeah.
Silence, there's no such thing. They use the term silencer. It's not a silencer. It's a suppressor. I have fired many weapons with suppressors on them. They're not silent.
No, they're not.
Okay. Do you want to discuss that, John? You're an expert in that field. Tell us about them.
Well, you know, the way that works is, you know, anyone who hand loads there's so many good quality custom loads that are out there now that are available. You're going to get the sound from the rifle regardless, and then you've got a bullet that's traveling, you know, oftentimes in excess of 3,000 feet a second. Mm. So then you got a boom behind that as well.
Oh, bullet is breaking the sound barrier. And of course, we can use subsonic ammunition.
You can,
which helps decrease the report that you hear.
Sure.
And a sound suppressor, of course, in a nutshell, is basically made up of baffles inside it to. As the bullet travels through the baffles, it's reducing the sound before it exits the muzzle. And what it really does is it eliminates that loud crack.
That's exactly what it does.
And brings it down to an almost subsonic instead of a...
But it doesn't matter what you do. You're never going to take the noise out of the gun.
No, it's impossible. I mean, it's the laws of physics. Fun stuff to talk about. Jim Irvine, we're jumping all over. I love the roundtable. I love that we can do this in the roundtable. The most popular... the funnest hour, and one of the most popular on radio. Did you see where the unemployment rate dipped below 8% after Obama's absolutely dismal display in the first debate?
I've never seen people so absolutely excited about a 7.9% unemployment rate, especially with all the other people that have quit that are not even looking for work anymore. It's amazing how happy and excited and great news 7.9% unemployment was. And wait, when we go back 4 years ago and look at things under Bush or 8 years ago, I mean, look, it's just amazing the media bias and how we cover this. And you just got to pay a little bit of attention to figure out how silly it is.
I appreciate you framing it that way. That's exactly where I was going with it. It's why you're a contributor on this program, because you understand exactly what I'm referring to. Obama, is out there just, I mean, happy as a pig in a blanket, brother. That the unemployment rate in the United States, if you believe that figure, of course, we could get into that. There's a lot of debate and discussion about that. But if you truly believe 7.8, that's a good thing? Since when did 7.8% unemployment become? You see, what they're doing is they're redefining the left, the mainstream, lamestream, leftist media, is redefining America, our success, in terms of how bad we don't suck. Does that make sense, Jim?
No, it does not. That's not the way you and I think. It's not the way the majority of Americans think.
$5 gasoline? Wow. It didn't hit $5. Americans will have more money in their pocket. I mean, this is the absurdity that they're just assuming that they're trying to feed you a stupid pill is what they're trying to do. Many, many millions of Americans, unfortunately, have taken that stupid pill. And, you know... What? Sean, go ahead.
You know, Mark, the unemployment thing. Now, see, when I got on, I was on unemployment before I got in radio, unfortunately. And this is the little dirty secret that they don't tell you. Once you stop getting unemployment benefits, you are not even counted.
That's correct. That's this household survey, those who stopped receiving benefits are not counted. Mm-hmm. And they're also doing the household survey so that they could bring those numbers down. That's a debate we'll leave to, you know, all the little political pundits that will be out on regular talk radio talking about three topics all day long. And, well, you know, it just is what it is. They don't discuss what we discuss here. I'll leave that to them. And, you know, you can turn on talk radio throughout the day and you'll hear the same topic discussed in eight different tongues, won't you, Sean?
Yes.
Well, the fact of the matter is that I'll leave that to them. However, we get it here, and Jim, you hit the nail right on the head.
It's proof that should abolish the Federal Department of Education. If this is where our country's gotten with it, we can't do any worse without it.
This country is presumed to be at full employment when the unemployment rate is hovering at around 4.5%. There will always be people who don't work for various reasons. Don't want to, can't, refuse, disabled. We get that. At 4.5%, this country and its economy is considered at full employment. You know, it's, you know what it's like? Have you ever heard the earthquakes, John?
Yep.
Measured in what? The Richter scale,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Did you know that that tenth of a percent, that 7.8, 7.9, did you know that that jump from 7.8 to 7.9? I'll tell you how big that number is. Let's put that in perspective for you. A 7.9 is 10 times more powerful than a 7.8.
That's exactly right.
10 times the power of the earthquake. That's what happens with these numbers. This is a country, Jim, Sean, and you driving down the road, of over 300 plus million people. We forget that. We watch the news and we tend to localize everything in our own minds, and I refer to it as that bubble. And I ask you to step out of that bubble and look down, get your face out of these numbers, talk to your neighbors. You don't need me to tell you this. You know in your gut something is wrong.
Well, Mark, even if you use their number, okay, here's a way to put it into perspective is, I've been to your house, I know where, you know, I know your neighborhood, and there's a couple hundred homes in there, right?
Absolutely. We've got less than a minute.
So if there's 200 homes in your neighborhood and unemployment rate is at 8%, right? That means on your way home from work today, you're going to drive by 16 houses where there's somebody that's not.
Multiply that to 300 million. Great analogy.
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network, the Roundtable. It's great. What a show today, huh? I knew it was going to be huge, and huge rhymed with nuge and everything else that went into it. Wow, great stuff. Jim Irvine, Buckeye Firearms Association, thank you very much. You'll be back very soon. Shanto, always a pleasure. I want to thank our special guest, Ted Nugent. It's been huge. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever consider that. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio, and I'll see you next week on the radio.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.
Hi, this is Janet Mefford. More than 2 million people conduct spiritual searches online every single day. And through the Ministry of Global Media Outreach, they can find the good news of Jesus Christ. Global Media Outreach shares the gospel with hurting people from across the world online 24/7. But there are millions more to reach. Won't you help? With your gift of just $50, you'll help Global Media Outreach impact 500 people with the gospel online. So please call 877-578-2464. That's 877-578-2464. Please call now.